Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Look at those early morning tailgaters out pre-dawn this morning.
Crazy.
You got to love that team, man.
Did you see the four new gigantic replica Lombardi trophies that now flank, like,
pretty cool.
You know, right when you walk into the right,
big and shiny
founders area. How tall would you say those are?
I mean, they're probably about 4 feet.
No. They're way bigger than that.
Oh, I thought they looked like they were like 4 feet tall.
No, because they're next to the bronze statue. Well, I guess the bronze statue would be elevated. Anyway, it looks very, very cool. And if you're out there, you see it. I'm sure that's a huge photo op area.
So yeah, two to the left and two to the right of the Lamar Hunt bronze memorial statue.
Oh, they look way taller than 4 feet.
I would say those are way taller than 4 feet.
I think like 6 feet.
No. That statue of him is elevated.
Yeah, they're pretty tall.
Although, I have always said I would be a horrible witness in a bank robbery.
At least 10 feet.
You'd be a horrible witness.
Maybe 35 feet tall, maybe.
35. Let's go 36.
35,000 feet?
It's at least 10.
Let's just call it 40.
You know when the detectives say, like, how tall was the guy? I'd be like...
Was there a biohazard
you know,
or not?
There's a reason that they have that little strip by the door.
I know, but if I was ever somewhere where there was a robbery, the last thing I'm going to do is going to be looking closely at that strip as the person who just tried to kill everybody is running out. I'm going to be ducked down behind the Pringles.
Those strips aren't for eye level.
What do you mean?
They're supposed to be set up so that you can tell their height from the camera angle as they walk out the door.
There's an idea.
So if I go to one of those strips right next to the door and I stand next to it, it's going to say that I'm like 6'3".
I don't know which direction it would go. Let me think about this.
No, I think what Sam's saying is it's
it
for
would say
when
that you're shorter.
So when they review the camera, what?
Or taller. I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
Think about the angle of the camera and how you would have to position the ruler so that it would be accurate for their height.
But why even do that then? Because I'm going to go, well, when he ran out, it said he was 7'9". Oh, that doesn't seem right.
Well, it's so, as Scott was saying, when you look back at the camera footage, you get a pretty accurate reading of how tall they are.
You know, I was offended the other day when somebody told me that this show is dumb.
It's dumb.
And now I'm not. Now I'm not offended.
Now, if you take one of those Lombardi Trophy statues and you put it in the doorway of a gas station,
it wouldn't fit because it's taller than 4 feet, Scott.
Just when I thought the show couldn't get dumber, it did.
Okay, a couple of funny things. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes is in the house. Taylor's jet has landed, but then Creed Humphrey wins the day with a plain black T-shirt that just says, "This is my T-shirt for the Ravens game" on it. That's all it says.
I think that's cute and funny. Is there an inside joke that
no,
I'm missing?
It's okay. Like everyone's always like, well, who are you wearing? Like Juju Smith-Schuster is now back on the red carpet walking in. And everyone's always like, and you know, Kelsey is always dressed to the nines. It's just funny that Creed Humphrey is such this like lovable everyday guy that his T-shirt just says, "This is my T-shirt for the Ravens."
It has turned into just short of a fashion show for the players walking.
Yes.
And so Mahomes, every single away game, wears a 3-piece suit. For a home game, he changes it up. But Creed Humphrey took that and said, "I'm not dressing
up."
He
walked in today with a T-shirt on.
I love him, by the way.
Also a B-2 stealth bomber flying over for those of you lucky enough to go to the game. And it will be commanded by... It just says a Chiefs fanatic who also happens to be a badass pilot.
Did you say the call sign is death and then a number?
That's what it said on Twitter.
That's weird. Death?
I don't know. Do you make up a call sign every single time? Or is that like go with the boat, like a ship?
What are we talking about for
like the flyover today?
The call sign for the plane that's going to fly over the
Death
stealth.
One?
Yeah.
I mean, do they change the call sign on a plane every time it goes up?
I was not Air Force, so.
It does say call sign will most likely be death followed by a number.
See?
Okay.
Dana and I
by the way,
the same tweet.
The Starliner is going to unlock from the International Space Station tomorrow and come home unmanned.
Poor people.
What if it makes it down perfectly and
the conditions inside
are perfect?
And you know, they'll be
like,
out there going, dang
man.
It. We should have got on there. Well, but seriously, what if it comes back into the atmosphere and explodes?
I think that's more likely. It's supposed to take 6.5 hours. They're hoping to land in the middle of the desert in Arizona.
It's going to undock tomorrow. And return.
And then it will be officially stranded.
It will return to New Mexico's White Sands Space Harbor in the early morning of Saturday.
Big, wide, open area.
By the way, speaking of space, and I know this is when Danny goes to Macy's.com, the rings of Saturn will disappear in a few months.
In a few months?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they're not going to disappear per se. Okay. But if you're looking at Saturn from Earth, Saturn will be at an angle where you will not be able to see the rings.
Wow.
Because they're going to be perfectly aligned with Earth. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But I didn't know this. In 3 million years... The rings, or check that, 300 million years. The rings are going to disappear completely. They will be sucked into Saturn's gravity.
I'm going to put a pin in the calendar for that.
Yeah, please.
300 million years.
Set your alarm.
Hey, we will make sure that we keep our listeners.
Yeah. Well.
Up to date as the date nears.
So you guys have been in traffic before. Sorry, Dan, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, need to let everybody know there are some pop-up showers.
They're called Rogue.
That are moving into the metro. There's one up in the Northland, Clay County. There's
you all are liars because I asked you earlier if it was going to rain and you all looked right at me and said no.
It was a slim chance. If you were placing bets, I would have.
All right, I've got the radar here.
There's
all right.
A little bit of a rain cloud storm.
Parkville, it is about to come right over you. Mm-hmm. It is going south-southeast. Mm-hmm. Liberty, you're going to get a little taste of it. East of Tongi?
As we bounce around 15 topics at once, from the text line, yes, B2 call signs are Death and Reaper.
Oh, that makes
Death
sense.
Death and Reaper. Ooh, I have something to tell you.
Tell them what the pilot's call sign is.
The pilot call sign is Rampage.
Rampage!
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I have a surprise for you. Well, really for everybody. Tomorrow.
What, are you going to be sick?
No, well, no. I've thought about
nice.
It.
Nice.
Is there golf in your future?
Yes. I have a surprise during the show tomorrow. And I just got it confirmed within the last 30 minutes.
Okay.
We will have a guest tomorrow.
Is it an animal that doesn't perform?
Why would that be your first guest?
Because it's happened so many times.
Or just had too much water before coming in?
No. There will be a guest, a surprise guest in studio tomorrow.
Is it a human or an animal?
I am not going to give you any hints at all.
That means it's an animal.
No, it is not.
That on any other given day can do these amazing tricks. But man, when you put it in a radio station, it doesn't do anything.
We've had some successes. The kangaroo was sweet. I brought puppies in for you when I thought you were like having a bad day.
Well, baby kangaroo.
I'm talking about animals. Yeah, the kangaroo was pretty awesome. But the kangaroo didn't do anything but look cute.
Oh, you're so cute.
Is it a mammal or a reptile?
Humans are mammals, Dan.
Okay.
We're just trying to whittle it down a little
bit. No, I would never have a reptile in here. That's so gross. No. I'm just excited. I just got it confirmed. Just be sure you listen tomorrow.
Why am I more concerned than excited?
Do we need to put down
tarp?
Yes. That's kind of where I'm going.
Piddle pads.
Didn't think we needed tarp when the goat came in here, and then that darn thing about flooded the building.
I've never seen an animal pee so long in my entire... Dan, were you working with
us? It was like a minute and a half.
Yep, I was.
It was longer than that.
It was like 4.5 minutes. I was reading the news that day, and it started peeing before the newscast. And was still peeing after the newscast.
I have never seen a bladder that powerful in all of my life.
It's like the goat had gone out on a big bender and went to sleep and then woke up.
That's what happened. Look, there's the aerial of the Lombardi trophies.
Those are way bigger than 4 feet.
Thank you. My God.
Those are, I would say, 12 to 15 feet tall.
No,
it's not higher than that. Yes, it is.
Here we go again.
They're big.
God.
No, it's only 11 feet.
People are like, are you going to have a topic? It's almost kickoff time. No. For the six of you listening, call in and talk about whatever you want.
Okay, at that angle, I think it's 16 feet.
Okay. All right.
You guys and your measurements.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. Story here from NBC News. When the Kansas City Chiefs take the field tonight against the Baltimore Ravens, they will begin their quest to do something that no NFL team has ever done during the Super Bowl era, win three straight championships, starting with the 1966 Green Bay Packers, winners of the first two Super Bowls. Eight teams have won back-to-back titles, yet zero were able to ever capture an elusive third in a row. Care to guess them? The 1968 Packers were not able to three-peat. The 1974 Miami Dolphins. The 1976 Pittsburgh Steelers, the 1980 Pittsburgh Steelers, the 1990 San Francisco 49ers, the 1994 Dallas Cowboys, the 99 Denver Broncos.
Was it 2003 Patriots?
2005 New England Patriots, and the 2024 Kansas City Chiefs.
So have you seen all of the articles, and I mean like in the Washington Post and the New York Times, about why it is nearly impossible to win three? And that answer is going to be different no matter who's writing or what publication you're reading.
Sure.
But they say it is nearly impossible.
Why?
Money.
What do you mean money?
Because you win a Super Bowl and every single player on your team is that much more valuable to the other teams.
Fair point.
And you only have so much cap
space.
Well,
look at what's-his-face who went to Miami.
Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But for every Tyreek we lost, we gained Mr. Steele.
Okay, Mr. Steele was an undrafted free agent.
Have you seen that hair? He's going to be a force.
His locks of love, but he's not going to get a lot of playing. I know you want him to get a lot of playing time, but I don't see him getting a lot of playing time. At least now. He's a rookie.
The Los Angeles Lakers were the last North American pro team with a three-peat when they won NBA titles from 2000 to 2002. The New York Yankees won three straight World Series from 1998 to 2000. Right. The NHL hasn't had a team win three
ever.
Since 1980 when the New York Islanders did it. Huh. And it is even more elusive in football.
Well, it's never happened.
The three-peat is almost a mystical achievement from ABC News. Three is considered the number of joy in numerology. Winning one title is an achievement. Two is an even greater accomplishment. But three is a trend. And three-peats are definitive. UConn men's basketball coach Dan Hurley, whose team will begin its pursuit of a third straight NCAA title this fall, says a three-peat cements your dynasty. Mm-hmm. He turned down a six-year, $70 million offer to coach the Lakers just to remain at UConn to see if they could do it a third time.
And I may be wrong about this. I don't think there's been a team that won three or more in the NCAA since UCLA did it in the early 70s, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, and now it'll never happen.
Well, why?
Because of NIL.
Well, but UConn theoretically could win a third.
Maybe. But with the NIL, same issue with the NFL is now you're going to be having other schools who want a piece of that pie, that success.
Somebody says, I like your show, but I think you just jinxed the Chiefs. I did not jinx the Chiefs. I just read from an NBC News article.
I've been knocking on wood like crazy.
No, not. I don't look at it. I don't. I mean, even, you know, if they said Coach Reed sidesteps it when he's asked about it, Mahomes has embraced it and said it would be awesome. It's a dynasty. He wants the third.
Oh, if you think people hate this town now, I'm not kidding. I was watching. Who was I watching this morning? One of the cable news outlets, and the hosts were talking about, you know, it might have been Morning Joe. And they were talking about, you know, the NFL season starts tonight, Chiefs and Ravens, blah, blah, blah. And you could almost feel the disdain for our fair city coming through the television.
Okay, I didn't know this from ESPN. There have been 9 instances in the NFL where a team has won back-to-back Super Bowls, right? But no NFL team has returned for the third. Only one franchise, the Buffalo Bills, has reached the Super Bowl in 4 straight years.
And lost all 4.
And lost every time.
That was in the 90s.
Sorry, John Grayson.
Sorry.
Yeah, you know, you know that you are cursed when you go to 4 Super Bowls in a row and lose all 4. I think the only other team that's been to 4 Super Bowls and never won, but it wasn't in a row, is the Minnesota Vikings. And that was Jim Kelly's team back in the 90s. Hall of Fame quarterback, one of the best in the business, and he just could not, I mean, they were cursed, could not pull out a win.
Forbes magazine looked at this, and the number one reason for it being impossible to three-peat is the salary cap, the forcing of the discarding of players.
And you get the last draft pick in the first round.
Followed by Super Bowl winning players are desired and overvalued in free agency, followed by injuries. Followed by off-season distractions. Followed by other teams especially motivated to beat the Super Bowl champ.
Yeah.
Those 5 things.
Well, we will see if they can pull it off.
Bring it.
Well, you know why we're the most hated, right?
Taylor Swift?
They hate us because they ain't us.
I agree, Sam. I agree.
That was good. They hate us because they ain't us. 913-586-7798. 913-586. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Can you say it on the air?
No.
Here, off air, real quick. I didn't say anus. I said anus.
Yes.
You just said it again.
You did.
Anus.
Ain't us.
Ain't us.
Ain't us.
See, yesterday I got accused of being too good at my
diction. Sam, roll it back. He said it.
Did I really say anus?
Oh, I swear.
They hate us because they ain't us. No, I said ain't us.
Nope.
Did Pittsburgh win 4 in the 70s, Scott? No, they won 3 in the 70s and 1 in the 80s, 1980. But there were those 2 of them were back-to-back. Well, it was 2 back-to-back and then they didn't win for 2 years and then 2 back-to-back. I didn't say anus.
Good talk.
You guys are jerks. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. You want to read what you wrote?
Read my tweet. Sam, you read it.
I'm just rolling around on the floor. Alex Gold, jerk, just posted from 96.5 The Fan from his seat in the media booth.
Radio Dana on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Can we just call it Twitter?
Yes.
I hate that we call it X. It's so dumb.
Just posted, it should be illegal to have to work after 5 p.m. on the day of the at Chiefs home opener. Hmm. Someone should actually be arrested. I'm about to chew my arm off. Can someone send Johnny Rollins? I'll meet you on the roof.
I can't be in here another second. I can't.
Why?
It should not be legal to contain me at 5:35 on the day of the home opener.
I will say what I have said for 13 years of this show. No two people
are listening right now because they're at Arrowhead.
No two people work so little and complain that they need to work less than us. Seriously. By the way, the state of Kansas has, apparently there are 77,000 vehicle registrations processed last year. 3,000 of them were personalized plates. Some of them were rejected.
Okay, lay it on me. Wait, can we read them?
I got it. I'm gonna be careful. Okay. One they take out a lot of the letters, but you can clearly make out that they're trying to say F around, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
You know, F around and find out, whatever. One that was rejected was wieners.
Why? What if they raise wiener dogs or they sell hot dogs for a living?
Well, I don't know.
I think that would have to be the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile.
Is wiener E-I or I-E?
E-I.
Got it.
Okay, keep in mind that a lot of these are abbreviated, but I'm telling you what they would spell out.
Got it.
One is BB Badass.
Okay.
Go to, the number two, go to Hail. Pot Guy. Grumpy AF.
Don't read the next one.
I cannot. Dana. IDK WTF. Sassy AF.
Love it.
I wouldn't read that one either.
I don't have the list. I say read away.
I'm going to read it. I don't think we're going to get in trouble for
it. Just say the letters.
Do you know don't why we're not going to get in trouble says. For it?
Because nobody's listening.
Because everyone's an Arrowhead!
All right, here's one. And keep in mind, certain letters are missing, but this is what it would say.
Right.
MILF Getter.
Come on, we got to let that one through. That's funny.
by the way, a vanity license plate costs $45.
Yeah, it does.
Why do they call them vanity license plates?
Because you're vain?
No, you are not. And I, you know what?
I have one.
Thank you,
Sam. Oh, that's true. You do.
I almost got one, and Scott told me no. Or was it Chris that told me no? Somebody told me not to do it.
What were you going to get?
It
wasn't
wait,
me.
Undo your mic.
You can say that on the air.
No, because it would be offensive to people that I love.
That are down the hall?
Yeah.
She was going to get not a DJ.
Oh, I remember this.
Do you know how many times she said, what do you, you're a DJ? And I go, no. And that's not saying, that, like, it's just.
Are you offended by that?
No, I'm not.
Thinks
it's
you're
just
a,
not.
A disc jockey?
No. No, I'm not offended by that at all.
It sounds like it.
No, I'm not.
I mean,
not.
You were even going to get a vanity plate to remind everybody that you weren't.
If you asked Johnny Rollins, are you a DJ, he would say no.
I'm a helicopter pilot.
He's an entertainer. No, no, that way, not this
Johnny
way.
Johnny Dare.
Dare, not Rollins. He's an entertainer.
Who is a disc jockey?
You call me a broadcaster. You call me a storyteller. You could call me journalist, small J, like all those things. But
talk
like,
show
I
don't, host?
If you asked me, if you played a song right now in the top 20 that was not Taylor Swift, I would have no idea who that is, unless it was Noah Kahan. Those two people right now, that's who I know. That's it.
Okay.
I'm just not good at it.
Okay. But you wanted to remind everybody that you're not a DJ.
No, that's why I just got a KU plate, and I'm so happy with my KU plate.
Okay.
I think those are north of $55, by the way.
Alumni Center has to pay for itself somehow.
It That's beautiful. Have you seen, by the way, the progress with the nest at KU?
What's the nest? Is that the football field?
Oh, they're totally going to call it the nest because it's got these
things. I have not seen
it. Oh, my gosh, Scott.
Is it in the same location as the old one?
Yes, but all around the bowl, okay, they've got these curved, like, think of an eagle's nest, but they're like the sticks are curved up and there's lights on top of the sticks. How do you describe this, Sam?
Not that way.
Yes, yes, yes. You know what I'm talking about. Like,
I don't know what you're talking about because that's not how you would describe it.
I'm not a DJ or a football stadium describer, sir.
Not a painter of the word picture, are you?
Well done.
Let me show you a picture.
All right, is it in the exact same spot as the old football field?
Picture a rib cage if your ribs were grotesquely bowed the opposite way.
Take a wheat stalk.
It's getting worse. No.
Take a wheat stalk and cut the top off to where you have the wheat sticking up.
Okay.
That's what it looks like.
Is that what it's supposed to be? Is it supposed to look like wheat, waving
the
wheat?
No.
I would assume so.
No, I don't think so, Sam, because the second they showed the renderings, everyone's like, well, we're calling that the nest. There's nothing else you can call it. It now looks like a nest.
So are the seats going to be covered during inclement weather?
No, they just go, ring, ring. It's just these things that go, ring,
ring. See, now they should do that. They should, out at Sporting Park, if it's raining, I don't get wet.
Okay. If you if you put your hand in, little bunny foo-foo hopping through the forest, okay? That's what it's shaped like.
What is going on?
When you do the song, little bunny foo-foo hopping through the forest, your index finger when you sing that song is what these things are shaped like.
And they're all around
the
bowl.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll show you a picture. Hold, please.
Please.
It is a wheat stalk.
No, it's not.
Like waving the wheat?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's not. It's a nest. See the little things? The angle in?
Yeah, I see them. Okay.
And there's lights on top of them. It just artistically, it looks amazing. And I don't want to say it's almost done, but it's close. And in fact, KU posted today on Twitter, Arrowhead home opener tonight. First tickets for KU to play at Arrowhead go on sale tomorrow. Because we've got a couple of games we have to play at Arrowhead.
Are there any weekends where the Jayhawks would play on a Saturday and the Chiefs would play the immediately following day?
I don't think they would allow that. Because
I know you didn't want to believe me, but Rob Brenton over at 610 Sports said the other day, because he was out at that KU football game out at Sporting, and thank God Sporting doesn't play till the end of the month out there. I was convinced that, you get 300, 250-pound football players with their cleats on, they're going to destroy a soccer field. And Brenton said they destroyed the field out at Sporting Park.
I just find it very hard to believe the Chiefs would have allowed that agreement.
Where there's one on a Saturday and one on a Sunday.
I think what they'll do is when the Chiefs are out of town playing, that's when KU will come.
I would hope so because there was a I'm trying to remember if it was like a KU-Missouri game or something where they met at Arrowhead, or if it was like a Big 12 championship game. But I do recall several years ago, there was a college football game on a Saturday and a Chiefs game on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And that field was trashed.
Yeah, they've learned from history, I believe.
Is Arizona State in our conference now?
I don't know.
I don't even know who's in what conference anymore. Okay, they all move around so much.
I've looked at both schedules, and I don't think we're going to have that conflict at any point.
Okay. All right. McDonald's is changing up the way you get the McFlurry again. You may recall
that machines never work.
Well, they ditched that hollow plastic spoon.
Yeah.
And now more changes are coming. The McDonald's is eliminating the plastic dome-shaped lid on the McFlurry and now serving the ice cream treat in a new cardboard cup.
Wait.
That will have four little flaps over the top.
Oh, that's going to go over well.
Well, I think they're trying to be more environmentally sustainable.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to put ice cream in a cardboard container when it's 125 degrees during the summer. I'm just saying, I think in some markets that would fly, and in some markets like Kansas City,
maybe they're going to use wax on the inside of the container to.
All right.
So don't worry, the machine's down anyway.
I know.
I'm going to be honest. I've ordered a McFlurry once in my life. Is the machine always down?
It's notoriously
Well, so the machine, here's the inside scoop from what I've heard. The machine is never down. It's just the hardest thing to clean. And so, you know, 5 o'clock comes around and they're starting their closing procedures for the evening. You're saying to yourself, why would you start that when you don't close till 10? That's just how it works in restaurants. They start doing stuff behind the scenes. So the first thing they do is clean the machine because it is horribly difficult to clean and it's time consuming. And when it's done, they're not going to dirty it again.
Okay, but wait.
Sorry, the machine is down.
Wait, I hate to be all full of logic here like I generally am.
Right.
Why wouldn't you just then find a product that isn't that difficult to clean? I mean, you're all about your shareholders, right?
Well,
and making more money and getting people through faster. Then if the one hang up with the machine that now has a horrible reputation is that they're hard to clean, why wouldn't you just find another company with another machine?
But the CEO and the board of directors is all about the shareholders. The kid making $13 behind that counter in Midtown is not all about the shareholders, and that machine is down.
Yeah, the franchise owner, I guarantee you, doesn't permit closing the machine at 5 p.m.
Yeah, but when the franchise owner is not there at 10:30 at night and we close at 11 and we just clean the machine, that machine is down. But did you ever work fast food?
For about 4 weeks, and I wanted to run into traffic with a blindfold on 4:35 before a Chiefs game.
The most evil person on this planet is the person who goes through the drive-thru of a fast food restaurant at 10:59 when they close at 11.
Horrible.
I have worked fast food. I worked at Sonic.
The problem is at night, people have been drinking.
Yeah. That's not my problem. Machine is down.
Go through, get myself a burger. Please don't.
Soak up the booze before I go get my DUI.
Yeah, let's not drive.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I hated working food service.
What fast food restaurant did you work?
You and I worked at the same place.
Burger King?
No.
Sonic?
No.
Pizza.
Oh, Little Caesars?
Yes.
I don't know that I consider a pizza place a fast food restaurant.
Walk in, walk out.
The night I told Larry Moore he was Wendell Anschutz?
Yep.
That was nice.
Good times.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. Final countdown. I see what you're doing there. Grab a call or two, and then we will get to the cereal porch pooper in just a moment. Jay in Kansas City. Jay, hello.
Hey, folks. How's it going today?
It's going well, man. Thank you.
Hi.
Hey, so back to the ice cream machine deal. So I was a manager for quite some time at the place where McFlurries are served. And the ice cream machine is actually seldom, like, physically broken. So what it does, and typically at night, it goes into a self-cleaning mode called a heat mode, where it heats up, kills all the bacteria, usually lasts 4 to 6 hours or so. Typically, when it's down during the day, that's because that heat mode, for one reason or another, either somebody didn't have the cream level right or something internal happened, will lock out the machine and it'll have to complete that process before it'll work again.
Liar.
Yeah, right. Hey, I do have one more thing to add, though.
Go ahead, man.
I think we need to launch a campaign, Vote for Sam, kind of in the style of Napoleon Dynamite.
You know, Vote for Pedro, yeah.
Get some buttons. Yes, Vote for Pedro. Yep, yeah. Get some buttons. I saw Dana's picture on Facebook.
Yes.
I think we need some buttons.
Yeah, let me, I'm glad you mentioned
that. And that was Chris's idea.
We were going to talk about that, and I failed to bring it back up. First of all, Dana and I are humbled and honored, but the real winner is in the other room. Or the should-be winner is in the other room. The pitch came out today with the 8 people who've been nominated for Radio Personality of the Year. Michael Mackey even made the list. So 4 of the 8 are associated with this show. Dana made the list, of course. Somehow I ended up on the list. Michael Mackey ended up on the list for Best Radio Personality. And Sam Stevie.
Yep.
Well-deserved and long overdue made the list. So if you will go to... I believe it's thepitchkc.com, if I'm not mistaken.
And we're under People and Places.
Right. Go to Best of KC. It's up there on the top. Just click on Best of KC, go to People and Places. You're right, Dana. And it's time for Sam to win. And if you will go, do that tonight or tomorrow, you can vote as many times as you want. And just go to the Pitch. Sam, will you double check me on that if you don't mind?
You can just Google search Pitch KC Best of 2024. It'll take you straight there.
Yep.
Click on People and Places and pick your favorite.
Well, no.
Local radio personality.
Well, my favorite is Sam Stevie.
We want you to be radio personality of the year.
My favorite is Sam Stevie.
So, can I ask a question? There's also personality of the year.
Yeah, you and Michael Mackey were both nominated for that as well.
Did you see who else was?
No.
Fake Bon Jovi.
Oh, really?
Bob Jovi is under
Bobby Kerr?
Yes.
Really? Good for him.
You know how much I love him.
Somebody else who's associated with the show.
I know it.
I'll be darned. All right, so just go to the Pitch's website, click on Best of KC, and go to People and Places, and then there you'll see. By the way,
Hashtag Vote Sam.
Yep, Vote Sam. Under Radio Personality, also Personality of the Year. There's some names you'll recognize there. TV Personality of the Year, a lot of people you'll recognize there. Best weather forecaster, all that stuff. All right, that's at the Pitch KC. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the soon-to-be winner, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.